The donations of gold, silver, jewels to the Mishkan were so intense and overwhelming that we're told that the Jews had to be restrained from offering any more. The section concludes in Perek Lamed Vav that V'hamalacha haita dayim l'chal hamlachala sotota v'hoter, that the donations were enough or sufficient, and there was extra. And Moshe had to tell the Jewish people to stop bringing more. Halavai fundraisers should have such a problem. The commentaries are bothered why the Pasuk says that the donations were dayam, sufficient, and hoter, extra. The Or HaChaim says, im dayam, ein hoter, if it's dayam, exact, so then it's not excessive. Vim hoter, and if it's excessive, ein dayam, it's not exact. So there's two interesting explanations that I saw to this question. The Or HaChaim himself answers that in truth the donations were hoter, excessive. But while this was impressive and wonderful, but it was also perhaps depressing because some people put in a lot of effort into spinning the goat hair, into fashioning the utensils, into making contributions. And now they're going to wonder, hey, wait a second, maybe my contribution was not significant because there was extra. You can imagine the following conversation. What did you make for the Mishkan? Oh, I produced scarlet wool. That's nice, but I heard they had so much of that, they had to throw that stuff in the garbage. And a lot of it wasn't even used for the Mishkan. So Hashem was sensitive, kviyachol, says the Or HaChaim, to validate the efforts of the people and make sure that everyone felt relevant. And so even though it was excessive, a hoter, according to the original blueprint, but Hashem guided the building of the Mishkan to make it dayam, to make it seem as if everyone's contribution was necessary. There were, in some kind of way, all the contributions were incorporated into the building of the Mishkan. It was hoter, but it was presented as and made to be dayam. The Majlis Rebbe in his Sefer Yisa Bracha suggests an opposite explanation, that the donations were indeed dayam, exact. And while this is remarkable, it had its own danger. Because in this situation, some might begin to have an exaggerated view of their contributions. Hey, being that everything was needed, my donation was absolutely crucial. I was the one who made it happen. Without my donation of acacia wood, this entire project would not have gotten off the ground. So to ensure each person's humility, Hashem guided the building process so that at least it should be perceived as being extra. So according to the Or HaChaim, it was hoter, it was extra, but it was made to be dayam to make sure everyone felt relevant. According to the Yisa Bracha, however, it was dayam, it was exact, but to ensure humility, it was perceived as hoter, as extra. And in my mind, perhaps you can combine both explanations, that each one of us can make a tremendous difference. And our efforts are crucial. We should always have that perspective of dayam, which is that it's exact. And without my efforts, there's going to be a void. And if I don't contribute to the community, there's going to be something missing. If I don't contribute to Israel, our nation's going to be weaker. Because bishvili nivra olam, the world was created for me, and my contributions are crucial. Yet, at the same time, we maintain the perspective of a hoter, that it's not all due to my efforts, and that it would have happened without me. Revach v'hatzala yamad la'yehudim b'mokam acher, as Mordechai says in his message to Esther with Purim coming up. And so we ought to have the humility and modesty that even with our actions and even with our contributions, that you know what, that there's other people involved and it's not all about me. And so it's a delicate balance between confidence and humility, but perhaps one could suggest that it depends on the perspective, that when it's looking forward prospectively, so then dayam is more important. It's exact. My efforts are crucial. I must contribute and get involved. But retrospectively, afterwards, then vahoter should be primary, that a person should have humility and modesty about what has been done and what he or she has contributed. If I'm permitted to quote a story from Chanukah about the Tolna Rebbe, even though we're not next to that holiday, but of course, Chanukah inspires us throughout the year, that the Tolna Rebbe was about to light the menorah, and all of his chassidim were waiting around, and he paused, and he said, please call Shaya for me, I have a question to ask him. Who's Shaya? Shaya was a lanky fellow, 6'5", and he wasn't even there, they had to call to bring him to the Tolna Rebbe. The Tolna Rebbe asked him a question. Shaya answered the question, and then he went ahead and lit the menorah. They asked him afterwards, they asked to the Rebbe, well, why did you need to speak to Shaya? Why was that so important? And the Rebbe said, because Shaya is very tall, and he's over a foot taller than his wife, and I asked him, Shaya, when you want to whisper something to your wife, what do? And Shaya answered me that I lean over, and what does your wife do, the Rebbe said? He said, my wife stands on her tippy toes, and that's how I'm able to speak to her quietly. And the Rebbe said, now I understand what we're doing when we light the menorah, because I was depressed, and I felt, what difference can I really make when I light the menorah? My action, my mitzvah, my contribution, what is it going to do? And now I learned from Shaya that this idea that Hashem is leaning down to us, and our responsibility is to stand on our tippy toes. And when we contribute, when we do that mitzvah, when we do something, even if it's small, that little bit of light, of course, can dispel a tremendous amount of darkness. And that's the idea of the Dayom Vahoter, with humility, with modesty, because really it is extra, and the other people could perhaps do it, but that shouldn't be our perspective. It should be Dayom, that every single person has a contribution to make, and Hashem is leaning down, and others are being involved, and we have a responsibility to stand on our tippy toes, to light that light, and to make that contribution, and that'll make things happen. Shabbat Shalom and Chodesh Tov.